This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. When they come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Paul McCartney is 80 today, and his birthday and Father's Day inspired our selection of that first song, Pop Hates the Beatles, from Alan Sherman. Lots of songs from our Father's Day library today. Plus, lots of guests and features, too. Our pop quiz is just moments away. We have a couple stories from the WQED Writers Contest. One at 7 o'clock called Sunshine Bakery by a third grader named Hazel. One at 10 o'clock called Teddy in Space by Teddy, who is a kindergartner. We also will talk with Cass Hariska about Pride Millvale at 7:20. At 8:35, Sean Stiller will talk about the West Virginia Mine Wars Museum, plus his art and writing. At 8:20 this morning, Dana Gold will talk about World Refugee Day. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, we have students from the Youth Shakespeare Society and its production of Twelfth Night at McKeesport Little Theater, and also students from the Penn Hills Charter School of Entrepreneurship, who are going to talk about the Generation Entrepreneur Southwestern Pennsylvania Virtual Youth Pitch that they took part in. And finally, this morning at 11 o'clock live in our studios, we have music from Alyssa Hankey. We're so happy to welcome her back into our studios. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here. Happy to have your company this morning. We'll get started with something new from Ferris and Johnson Romero at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Rolling mills burn down, plumb down. Oh, them rolling mills is burning down. Oh, them rolling mills is burning down, plumb down to the ground. Never build them back anymore. Darling, oh, darling, come here. I don't. Trouble I'm in.
Ferris and Jason Romero. That is from an album called Tell 'Em You Were Gold, just released on Smithsonian Folkways this month. Or Smithsonian, I should say. I think they use the Folkways imprint as well. Thanks for meeting Ricky and me here. I hope you had a good week. We had tours of our New Youth Media Center this week from the Hillman Foundation, as well as the Allegheny Regional Asset District. We also are getting ready to finally launch RADcast, a program where students from all over the county and beyond are going to profile Allegheny County's regional assets, arts and culture organizations, as well as the libraries and PNC Park. We got ready to cover Juneteenth and the celebration today at PNC Park. Intern Lance Wilburn is going to be there to chat with folks. Looking at our schedule from the past week, just to remind me if there's anything else I should mention to you. And for the most part, a lot of preparation for summertime programming at Woodland Hills, Youth Places, Shadow Student Athletes, Pittsburgh Public Schools, and more. So a lot of equipment inventory and things of that nature. Not the most interesting stuff, but that's what we were up to primarily this week. Here's hoping you had a good week, all in all. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Why, it's time for this morning's pop quiz. Are you ready? Are you? You are now? Good. Off is an example of a one-syllable word that ends with two F's. O. Double F. The challenge for you is to see if you can come up with five one-syllable words that end with a double F. Your words can be of any length, but they have to be one syllable. And if five is too easy, see if you can double that quota and come up with 10. That is our pop quiz. 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. And I see that Kel Waddle already is playing along on Facebook. Thank you. Let's see. He came up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, he has 10. Actually, a number of the ones you have are different than the ones I have, too. Again, this morning's pop quiz. One syllable words that end in double F. Other than that, words can be of any length. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. I'll share answers from other brigadiers coming up in a few moments. Let's turn to the latest now from Lyle Lovett, the title song to his new album called 12th of June.
Before spring turned into summer, after night turned into day, they were born a Monday morning in the days just after May, in the days just after May. By the branch stands your center, play for me a happy tune. Of all the days I love best the 12th of June. I love best the 12th of June. He was strong across his shoulders, she was delicate of skin, and their mothers laid their ashes as we held them to our breasts, as we held them to our breasts. By the branch that stands your center, play for me a happy tune. Know of all the days I love best the 12th of June. I love best the 12th of June. they make a better man of me. So to my father and my mother and all our fathers long before, there are those who walk above us who remember that we were. They will remember that we were. And to these beautiful two children, and to my sweet and tender wife, I will love you three forever, though I fly beyond this life, though I fly beyond this life. By the branch, stand to sin. Play for me a happy tune. And of all the days I love best the 12th of June. By the branch, stand to sin. When they lay me in my tomb. Many days I've loved. Oh, of all the days I've loved, I love best the 12th of June. I love best the 12th of June.
Lyle Lovett at the Saturday Light Brigade. And the participation is really strong today. If you have a word ending in FF, as long as it's one syllable, we're ready for you. Zach in Pittsburgh has staff, stiff, stuff, buff, muff, and cuff. Leslie in Oakland has quaff, stuff, gruff, guff, cuff, duff, bluff, buff, puff, duff, huff, and arf. Jim in Crafton Heights came up with fluff, rebuff, chaff, scoff, skiff, bluff, gruff, stuff, stiff, sniff, and whiff. And I'm not sure who sent us these. Your number ends in 46. Cliff, fluff, bluff, staff, sniff, daff, biff, buff, duff, and chiff. Boy, are there a lot that have come in here. Sue responded. She is in South Park. Riff. And its match, Raff. Staff and stuff and puff and muff and huff and gruff and fluff and bluff and cuff and stiff. And Jeff in Squirrel Hill was among the first to send his words in response to our newsletter. I've mentioned most of them already, but a couple of his standouts were snuff and scruff and gaff and tiff. Mark Knapp came up with 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It came up with 14 altogether, including whiff and skiff. And Jeff, we never said proper names weren't allowed. Dan in Squirrel Hill came up with 10, and we've mentioned all of the ones that are on his list. Next is Neil, who is listening out in Green Castle, Pennsylvania. Gruff and Chuff. Toff. T-O-F-F. Neil, I believe you, but I'm going to look that one up. A rich or upper class person, a derogatory, a toff. He also has pluff or pluff. A Scottish word for puff. Jim in Crafton Heights. I mentioned Jim's a little bit earlier. Linda of the dynamic duo with Muff and Puff and Stiff and Tough and Tiff and Bluff and Stuff and a Huff and Staff and Cuff. Here comes Vivian. It was so nice to see you at the Children's Museum this week, Viv. She has Gaff, Cuff, Muff, Buff, and you too, Woody. Puff, Stuff, Snuff, Gruff, Staff, Stuff, and Riff. And just a few more. Tommy expressed his as a sentence. Cliff and Biff got into a tiff over some snuff that Biff wanted to sniff, especially after he got a whiff of the stuff. But that was when Cliff got into a huff and threw him out over the bluff. And when he hit the bottom, he just went poof. Well done. And Barb and Tom and Stallstown have Tiff, Riff, Puff, Buff, Luff. I'm going to look that one up. And Muff, Stuff, Stiff, Staff, Schiff. Another one to look up. And Fluff. Luff is the edge of a sail. And Schiff could be Marty Schiff, an actor I know. It also can mean to divide. That gets us up to date. With the exception of Mike and Mars, who says, Groucho, Marx once said, I'm going to leave in a huff, but don't worry, I'll be back in a minute, and a huff. Broadcasting live, thanks for your participation, from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542. Tune in Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio. Don't worry, it's a different song. I promise. Take it away, Oscar.
Hey, Daddy, what that there? And why that under there? And oh, Daddy, oh, hey, Daddy, hey, look it over there. Hey, what they doing there? And where they going there? And Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Hey, who that in my chair? And what she doing there? And oh, Daddy, oh, hey, Daddy, can I go over there? Hey, Daddy, what's a square? And where do we get air? And Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? My
quizzical kid. Man, he doesn't want anything hid. He's forever demanding to know who, what, and why, and where. Inquisitive child, and sometimes the questions get wild. Like, Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Don't wanna comb my hair and wear my teddy bear. And oh, Daddy, oh, hey, look at the cowboy coming there. Hey, can I have a pair of boots like that to wear? And Daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? The time will march, the years will go, the little fella's gonna grow. I gotta tell him what he needs to know. Help him along so he'll know right from wrong. Gotta make him strong. As life's parade goes trudging by, he'll need to know some reasons why. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try best that I can. Gonna help him to plan so he'll be a man. You give a kid your best and you hope he'll pass the test when you finally send him out into the world somewhere. But though he's grown, I'm betting I never will forget. And Daddy, can I have a big elephant over there? Hey, what they doing there? And how you work that there? And oh, Daddy, oh, hey, Daddy, hey, what that say up there? Hey, Daddy, what is fair? How come I gotta share? And Daddy, can I have a big elephant over there?
It's Oscar Brown Jr. at the Saturday Light Brigade. Boy, lots of participation today. I've been working on answering a lot of emails from this morning. And it looks like I've managed to respond to everybody. Get ready, because in just a moment, our history riddle is coming up.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Time now for this morning's history riddle. His parents came from Poland to the New York City's Lower East Side, and he was born there on June 18th, 1913. He soon became a master of his craft, delivering hits for the likes of Frank and Doris and Dean. His first big hit was Rhythm Is Our Business. To this day, a popular Jimmy Lunsford selection. Another song of his played a prominent role in the 1960 presidential election. Do you know who it is? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here it is again. His parents came from Poland to New York City's Lower East Side, and he was born there on June 18th, 1913. He soon became a master of his craft, delivering hits for the likes of Frank and Doris and Dean. His first big hit was Rhythm Is Our Business, to this day a popular Jimmy Lunsford selection. Another song of his played a prominent role in the 1960 presidential election. Take a guess if you would like to by texting us or calling us at 412-200-5975. Tommy in Virginia took a guess, and his guess was right. A very educated guess, I have a feeling. Tommy also pointing out this morning, that he has some familiarity with Juneteenth. From being raised in that area of Texas. His birthplace, in fact, Galveston. Mike and Mars just guessed Johnny Mercer, a great guess, but not Johnny Mercer. Linda got it. Nicely played, Linda. We'll let you scratch your head on this morning's history riddle for a while. And the correct answer will be coming up in about 10 minutes.
I remember Bill Buckner put tears in my father's eyes. I'm pretty sure that's the first time I ever saw him cry. He had $100 on the game. The win was 60 years on the wait. And poor Bill went from hero to villain in a moment's time. Dad and his buddies popped the cork before the game was done. And when the ball rolled through Bill's legs, everybody in the place was stunned. Champagne bottles shine underneath the bud neon sign, and they drank themselves blind until the night after the Mets had won. So close, so close, so close you can feel the heat of the wind. But then you're right back out in the cold again. Had a job that he hates for 30 years. And one day he's gonna tell them all where they can go, he swears. But opportunity came for him, and his own fears did him in. And his chances blew away in the wind and disappeared. So close, so close, so close you can feel the heat of the wind. But then you're right back out in the cold again. One number off and one horse behind. Overall life hasn't been so unkind. But when you're young and full of fight, you look ahead and see your name in lights. And in the end, you're just happy for a warm place to sleep at night. Twenty years later, and the Sox finally broke the curse. One opening day, Bill Buckner came and pitched the first. The crowd stood and cheered from gate to gate. Not a dry eye in the place. There's not a soul on this earth that had a borrow through their legs. So close, so close, so close you can feel the heat of the wind. But then you're right back out in the cold again. Yeah, you're right back out in the cold. You're right back.
Sally Rogers and Claudia Schmidt at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Grandpa Johnson. And also Danielle Miraglia and The Heat of the Wind. Russ just got the correct answer to our history riddle. Holly had a guess of Mike Lee, not Mike Lee. Good to hear from you, Holly. Linda got it. Not Johnny Mercer. Tommy got the correct answer. We'll give you another chance to come up with this morning's history riddle. I see that Julie McInnes is playing along on
rhythm
Facebook.
Rhythm is our business, rhythm is what we sell. Rhythm is our business, business show is swell. Now if you feel blue, rhythm's what you need. If you got rhythm, you're sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business, business show is swell. He's a drummer man, in the band,
in the band.
Crawl beats on them drums, in the band,
in the band.
Oh, when he does tricks with sticks, the boys in the band all play hot licks. He plays saxophone in the band,
in the band.
Joe plays the saxophone in the band,
in the band.
Oh, when he goes up that scale, see the pop doodle doodle daddy.
Our historical answer created those lyrics. His parents came from Poland in New York City's Lower East Side, and he was born there on June 18, 1913. He soon became a master of his craft, delivering hits for the likes of Frank and Doris and Dean.
On the bass, in the band.
In the band.
Mose plays on that bass in the band.
This was his first big hit.
Now when he picks all those strings, happiness to you he brings.
To this day, a popular Jimmy Lunsford selection, another song of his, played a prominent role in the 1960 presidential election.
In the band.
In the band.
Oh, he's the guy, hits him high, makes you think he's in the sky.
And that was the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Last call if you would like to take a guess as to our historical answer. Along with Jimmy Van Heusen, he wrote Love and Marriage, a big hit for Frank Sinatra, and the show Married with Children, also used in a stage production of Our Town. Love and marriage, goes together like a horse and carriage. He also wrote the lyrics to It's Magic for Doris Day, the music from Jewel Stein, and used in the 1948 film Romance on the High Sea. Ain't That a Kick in the Head? Was among the songs written for Dean Martin, again with Jimmy Van Heusen. Rhythm Is Our Business was written by our historical answer, along with his childhood friend, Lou Levy. We were looking for Sammy Kahn. Sammy Kahn, C-A-H-N. He changed his name from Sam Cohen to Sammy Kahn because he did not want to be confused with somebody else named Sammy Cohen. But Sam Kahn became a songwriter's songwriter. And rather than my telling you more about him, we're going to have him talk a little bit more about himself. He was born today, June 18th, in 1913.
Once in a while, a snippet of rhyme would fall into my head. And one night, I don't know how it happened, I can't explain it, high hopes, high apple pie in the sky hopes. And this is the ESP of it all, the anecdote. The next day, Van Heusen says, I was out with Sinatra last night, and Frank thinks we ought to think of a song for him and a little boy. So I said, gee, I said, that's funny. I said, I got a title, High Hopes, High Apple Pie in the Sky Hopes. Now, normally, we would have both gone, he to the piano, me to the typewriter. And I would type some lines, and we would write. And so now, Van Heusen said, look, let me work on that. And he went away. The next day he came back and he played me a kind of a melody, which is like a when you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, you're bound to have some high hope. Comes back the next day, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, and you're bound to have some high hope. I said, look, maybe we shouldn't write this from the viewpoint of people. Maybe we should write this from the viewpoint of animals, I say, realizing I had made a faux pas because Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke had written the single greatest animal song ever written. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule, isn't it? I said, hold it. I don't mean animals. Now, at this point, I'm on the ropes. And I said, well, I mean insects. He says, insects? I said, take an ant. An ant must have a sense of fulfillment. He says, an ant has a sense of fulfillment. And this is two creators up and back. I finally say, picture in your mind's eye, a man gets a shot on the jaw. He's stretched on the ground. A stream of ants go by his nose. Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. Just look around. Now, just what makes that little old ant think he'll move up? The architecture of the lyric is contained in the first line, da 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 da. Morse code, da 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 da. Don't try acacia, don't try rhododendron. The only thing that sings to the lyric, to that notation, is just what makes that little old ant think he'll move a rubber tree plant. That's natural lyric. What sings is correct. Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move a rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but the rest of it is easy.
High hopes he's got, high hopes he's got, high apple pie in the sky. So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
A week later, we're invited out to Malibu to the home of Patton Peter Lawford. We're introduced to a young senator called John F. Kennedy. And he says to me, very simply, you fellas have a song that can be a campaign song. And I say, what are you running for? And he says, the presidency? I say, we sure have the title. High hopes. We have the title. Can that be a campaign song? Only if you want it to be. Okay. We're back in the same room where we wrote the song. And the word Kennedy doesn't fit in that architecture. Dun, 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 Jack Kennedy. Doesn't fit. And now Van Heusen looks at me and says, okay, big mouth, how are we going to solve this one? And I look at him, he looks at me. I finally say, you know, there's always a way. Again, you see, I've relaxed to the conclusion, there's a way, there's no way there isn't a way. And after a little while of staring, I said to him, supposing we spell it. He says, spell it? I said, yeah. Remember, H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan. He says, we're trying to elect Kennedy. I know who we're trying to elect. And this is the miracle. When I wrote just what makes a little old ant think he'll move a rubber tree plant, I could not have known. K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Jack's the nation's favorite guy. Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track and he's got. That's the fun and that's the joy. I just write for the pleasure of writing.
K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Jack's the nation's favorite guy. Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track, 'cause he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. 1960's the year for his high hopes. Come on and vote for Kennedy. Vote for Kennedy. Keep America strong. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling.
The Saturday Light Brigade in there.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. So look around.
Sammy Kahn, reflecting on his song.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move a rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes. Any time you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that it. Oops, there goes another rubber tree. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned. That wall could fall. Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in the dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting the dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie. So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt.
Congratulations again if you came up with Sammy Kahn. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up next hour.
Problems are just a toy balloon. They'll be bursted soon.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Holly and Oakland's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSAJFM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Now it's time for a story from the WQED Writers Contest. This is Hazel, and her story is called Sunshine Bakery.
Hi, my name is Hazel. I'm 9 years old, and I live in Bethel Park. The name of my story is called Sunshine Bakery. When I grow up, I want to be a baker. When I am working, I will have my head in the cotton candy clouds dreaming up new recipes. I can make easy as a piece of cake a real thing. My bakery will be named Sunshine Bakery, and its home will be downtown Pittsburgh. I will be famous for my pastries and bread. My pastries will literally be as sweet as pie. Maybe I can even be on Gordon Ramsay's cooking show. Even though it will be hard, I'll try as best as I can. If it doesn't happen, I'll still be a baker. My bakery will smell like fresh cherry pies. It will have dark oak wood floors and bright pink wallpaper. I will have all the pastries lined up in a glass case with a shiny blue base. It will have old school round tables that look like cinnamon buns spread all around. The floor will look as sweet as chocolate bars. On Halloween, I will sell orange pumpkin face cookies. On Easter, I will sell white and brown chocolate bunnies. On Valentine's Day, I will sell boxes of sweet candy hearts. I will sell Christmas tree cookies on Christmas, of course. They will be decorated with lots of sprinkles and icing. Whenever we are closed, I will be working hard with my head in the cotton candy clouds once more, thinking of new, better, and even yummier treats. My shop will be known all over the world. It is always bright and shiny, hence the name Sunshine Bakery.
Hazel, your business plan sounds good. We'll have another story coming up at 10 o'clock called Teddy in Space, written by kindergartner Teddy. SLB proud to collaborate on the WQED Writers Contest.
Is my pop in there? Is my pop in there? If my pop's in there, why won't you tell him to come home? It's payday today. My pop got his pay. When pop gets his pay, he always seems to go astray. Mama's feeling low, got a pain in her gray head. The grocer wants his dough, and the landlord took my bed. Is my pop in there? Is my pop in there? If my pop's in there, oh, won't you tell him to come home? Come home, Papa. Baby needs some shit.